You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Tom Rutherford.
Welcome back to The Wire. The budget for 2025 came out 2 weeks ago with news for the nation on how funds will be allocated over the coming year. In the budget was big news for defence spending, $12 billion over the next 4 years, with $9 billion of it brand new spending. The funding is planned to go towards various technologies and equipment for different branches of the military, including replacements for two Air Force Boeing 757 planes and new helicopters to be operated from Navy ships. Defence Minister Judith Collins also announced plans to acquire new killer drones with increased lethality, raising some human rights concerns. In our weekly catch-up with National's Tom Rutherford, I asked about the defence spending announcements and if this money is best spent on more military equipment. The government announced a boost to defence spending in this budget and in the weeks before the budget, and I wanted to go over that today. How much new funding is the government investing in defence and why?
Yeah, we've announced a multi-billion dollar plan for a modern, combat-capable New Zealand defence force that pulls its weight internationally and domestically. The Defence Capability Plan outlines what resources, equipment and support we need to modernise the New Zealand Defence Force to operate now and in the future. It covers the next 15 years and it deliberately focuses on the next 4 years, during which we've identified planned commitments of $12 billion and a $9 billion increase to baseline funding. Through the budget, the total investment in the defence budget in 2025 is $4.2 billion, and this includes $2.7 billion of capital, $563 million of operating funding for priority projects, and $957 million for defence activities, personnel and estate.
The government has made it a priority to avoid or cut wasteful spending. If we're investing in defence, what kind of outcomes or benefits should the general public expect to see?
Yeah, so we've got to play our part as a country, and having a defence force that's got the tools they need, capable, is an absolute priority for us. So under this plan, we will raise defence spending from just over 1% to more than 2% of GDP in the next 8 years. We know global tensions are increasing rapidly, and New Zealand has stepped up on the world stage, but our current defence spending is simply too low. And so this plan fixes our eyes firmly on the horizon to secure our future prosperity and security, because without national security, there simply is no economic security.
Yeah, you mentioned growing tensions. Is there any kind of particular conflict or opponent that we're preparing for? You know, this kind of jump in spending would indicate that some degree of preparation or anticipation of something. What could that something be?
No, there's no particular global threat that we're particularly increasing our spending for. What we're saying is New Zealand has a role to play on the international scene. Our spending in defence has been far too long. As I talked about, it's just over 1% of GDP. Over the next 8 years, we'll be moving it to 2% of GDP. And we know global tensions are increasingly rapid. We're seeing it around the world in a lot of different places. And so we're simply saying New Zealand has stepped up to the world stage in many cases, but our current defence spending is simply too low at present.
We've also in recent years in Aotearoa positioned ourselves as a peacekeeping and relatively neutral country. While this hasn't always been necessarily true in practice, this framing has guided how we act internationally. Does investing further in defence, particularly things like missiles and killer drones, undermine our commitments to peacekeeping and neutrality?
No, absolutely not. It just says that if we're called upon and we're needed, then we're ready. And we've got a plan in place and we've got the tools we need and we've got the people we need to be able to support whoever we do across the world. We're seen as a really reliable ally to many, many countries. New Zealand and Australia work really well together as partners. And so we've got a commitment through that, and our role in the world won't be changing just because we're increasing this funding. It's simply saying we're getting our defence force up to speed where they need to be by increasing the spending and getting it to 2% of GDP over the next 8 years.
Yeah, and I wanted to speak a bit further about killer drones specifically. There's been some concerns about the New Zealand Defence Force including these in our military, tools that we can use. Could you go into those a little bit and why we're investing into something like this?
Yeah, so I'll talk a little bit about what's being funded at the moment. We're replacing the two Boeing 757s to support military operations and deployment, humanitarian and disaster relief support. We're replacing the Sea Sprite maritime helicopters to operate from Navy ships. We're replacing the Javelin anti-armour missile system launch units with new units to ensure our partner militaries and provide the New Zealand Defence Force with the ability to fire at longer ranges. We're encrypted radios to provide deployed army units with secure voice communication, a counter UAS that can be set up in fixed locations and is able to disable drones, detailed design work for the future of the Devonport Naval Base, an investment in homes for defence families, defence infrastructure, modernising the defence vehicle fleet, and digital and information management projects. So it's not just about the drones that you've talked about. It's a broad brush of many things that are getting allocation of funding through through our allowances, through the budget and future budget, and it's a really good step for New Zealand's defence force.
Just on the drones specifically, though, there's some concerns that adding these to the list of tools that the New Zealand Defence Force has available, there's some concern, you know, based on the human rights issues that have been involved with the use of drones in other countries, that we could be, you know, risking some of our reputation and risking some of our morals in including these in our toolbox. What would you say to that?
I'd say the combat capable with enhanced lethality and deterrent effects is about including our increased strike capacity. This includes strike capabilities, which will increase our ability to deter actions counter to New Zealand's interests. And I think that's simply what we're saying about with the funding in the drone space. But as I've outlined, we've got increase in funding in many, many spaces, not solely on drones. You know, for example, the investment in homes for defence families, detailed design work for the future of the naval base, encrypted radios to provide deployed army units with secure voice communication. So it's not solely drones. There's many facets that make up the funding and where it's being allocated and spent.
Prime Minister Christopher Luxon expressed interest also last year in joining AUKUS Pillar 2. Does this new defence spending have anything to do with that objective or improving ties with the United States more broadly?
No, we simply are looking out for what's best in New Zealand's interests. We know global tensions are increasingly rapid, and New Zealand has stepped up to the world stage previously, but our current defence spending is simply too low. So this plan fixes our eyes firmly on the horizon to secure our future prosperity and security, because without national security, there simply is no economic security.
And if we're looking at this spending, and if we're looking at the impacts on Aotearoa, I guess internally, in the budget, the new spending in defence, comparatively to investment in health or education, the new spending in defence absolutely dwarfs both. I guess could you go into that? It seems like we're looking at external or New Zealand's external commitments more than we're looking at our internal responsibilities to the general public.
I'd say absolutely not. We have increased healthcare spending every budget that we've been part of the government. Last year's budget, we increased it by $16.6 billion over 4 years. It is possible to chew gum and walk at the same time. It's possible to allocate funding to defence whilst also prioritising and allocating funding to health and education. With new announcements that came through the budget that we talked about last week with investment boost, for example. So it is possible to do many things at once, to allocate funding towards them, to give them the tools and the resources they need. It's not just about picking defence over health or education, because health and education is an absolute priority for our government.
Even if it's not just about picking between the two things, you know, you've mentioned that we're increasing defence spending from just over 1% of our GDP to more than over 2%, right? Which is, as you've said there, more than double what we've been previously spending. Could this money be better spent elsewhere, you know, internally in Aotearoa, addressing some underfunded sectors, addressing the cost of living crisis, these sorts of things that will affect the general public directly?
Well, I think national security does affect the general public directly, because if we don't have national security, if we don't have a capable defence force to help protect New Zealand's interests, then we won't have many of the things that we have currently at present. But also what I'm saying is the increase in funding to lift defence spending from just over 1% to 2% GDP isn't happening just in this budget. It's over a period of 8 or so years to get our spending up to that amount. So it's not all this one big sugar hit in one go. It's spread over a period of time. And we know that we must have a secure defence force. We must have them have the tools they need, the resources, the people they need. And our government takes that really, really seriously.
That was the National Party's Tom Rutherford speaking to me about the government's justifications for increased defence spending.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Tom Rutherford.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.